Aloha, Divine Ones. This is Priestess Maya Ananda coming to you from the rainforest of the beautiful island of Hawaii, drawing you into these energies and saying welcome. And you are listening to All Good Grief. So for me, it's been a very full 2 days and feeling the need to take respite, escape from the world, crawling into the haven that is the rainforest. So inviting you here with me and sharing with you that which is surrounding us at this moment. It's the Ohia forest. There is a gentle mist that's coming down. It's not rain, and really it's not coming down. It's really being held and ensconced in a cloud up here. It's the smell of the earth, which is just gently laden by sulfur that's coming to us from the Kilauea crater, not but 10 minutes by car, and joined by my little rescue dog, Sylvester, who is getting anxious, saying it's dinner time, not podcasting time. It's okay, Sylvester. Just a moment. And feeling ever the need to draw away from the world outside, so much noise and busyness. And here there's nothing but stillness, nothing but the arms of Mother, the green lushness of the rainforest, dampness, smell of the earth. And we welcome a breeze. It's making merry dancing of the trees. It's just luscious and beautiful and peaceful. And it is here that I come after a busy day or a particularly full day of hospice work and just offer all of the emotion, the heaviness, the noise, the burden that I carry with me, take from my patients, from my families, and offer it back to the land. And say, here, Mother, please take this. It's not mine to carry. And take it, she does. Saying that that is on offer to all of you when things feel too full or you're carrying on to emotions that aren't yours. Just offer it to the land. Find your sacred space in the world, under your tree or in your garden, away from neighbors, as I'm picturing now my mother's garden, which has just bordered by three other families and yeah, too much people for me. Here I have ginger on one side and just surrounded by the forest. And we are joined by a cardinal. Which I was so surprised to see here, not thinking it rather belonged here, but here she belongs, and she's chirping away. So a welcome addition to our scene and our time of quiet. And now that we're grounded and peaceful, I just wanted to share with you some reflections of the day and feeling that this will be a thing. Now, I was sitting in just a facility today, one of so many around the world, and they were welcoming a new person, and I could feel rather than hear the energy that was going on in the room of this elder, this beautiful elder who was being this word placed in this facility, and how I cringe at that word. Oh, it's just like we're putting our elders on this shelf and closing a door and saying, here you go. And, oh. But this woman was sitting in her wheelchair, surrounded by staff who were doing their best to make her feel at home, her first moments in this space. And again, I could just feel her uneasiness. This feeling of, I don't want to be here. And how did I get here? Why am I here? Where are my choices? And it's the same sentiments from so many. So I carry that with me and offer it to the rainforest, this disquiet. This thing that we've done in our society. This thing we've done. Rooms and rooms and rooms filled with those who are truly just waiting to die. And these are spaces that I go to offer comfort and companionship, to try to bring light and marry some smiles to those that in essence have been forgotten. And so it's brought up this sense of uneasiness for me, touch points and touching buttons, so many buttons. And just wanting to offer that to the land and saying, yeah, we haven't done very well in that area, have we? And I'm sure all of you have different emotions and thoughts on this subject. So just leaving that be for a moment and offering that back to Gaia and saying, for this moment, it's not mine to carry any longer. As I sit here in the rainforest, being really covered now by this moisture, this gift of water. Silence. Stillness. Does it make you uneasy, those moments of quiet? I know when I had my on-air radio show, after a few moments, the studio director, manager would look at me in like this moment of panic going, so only it was 3 seconds of approved silence before you had to jump onto something else. But this is my world here, so we can invite those moments of stillness. And if you are imagining yourself and calling in this energy of the rainforest, then welcome that stillness, because that is what is offered here. That is the gift of the rainforest, the gift of these sacred spaces that are still wild, where there's no leaf blowers, I hear no voices, no telephones ringing, no cars. Just listening to the movement between the droplets of water as they bounce upon the air. And knowing that I am, as you are, part of this dance of creation, part of the movement of this universe that doesn't lead us to a cubicle with a fluorescent light overhead and windows that don't open because they upset the Forestin air conditioning. Oh. I too have started out in those spaces. And I assure you, will not be returning. No. I would be like a death upon death. So inviting each of you to take hold of this gift of nature, take hold of the magnitude of healing energy that is present around us. The gift of balance she offers us, the gift of harmony, the gift of re-energizing our own energy field, because at the core of it, at its simplest, we are energy in an energy world. And she says, come. Come and just sit. And simply allow. People ask me, well, what do I do? You know, is there a special meditation? Is there a special way to sit? Is there a special this or that? And no. Just go where you're called to go. And stop overthinking. I find myself with each day that I walk this earth, reminding myself that wisdom to stop overthinking and just allow. When you feel your vibration sink to that level of disquietude, you don't really have to analyze it. You just note, this isn't the vibration I want to be in. And you seek another. Call to mind something that re-energizes you, makes you excited, brings you joy, and then grab on to that energy. That's it. Balancing yourself with energy. We don't have to analyze. We don't have to overthink. We don't have to know the reason why. We like so much to pigeonhole things that it's to our detriment at times. My partner and I got into many, many wonderful debates on this very subject because he liked to know. And where I am today and the wisdom I'm feeling from the universe is we don't need to know everything, but we need to feel good. We need to draw our vibration up to those higher levels of vibration, higher states. And Gaia can do that. She can help to elevate us to those pristine levels of balance and of clarity. So I'm feeling short and sweet today because the rain is coming in earnest now, and my little dog is saying, why, for goodness sake, are we here? Sitting in the middle of a rainforest with the rain coming down, my phone and mic sheltered. But for me, I am enjoying the wet, the dark as it approaches, the gray of the sky, the green lushness of the rainforest, and my huge fire pit filled with twigs waiting to be burned. And when I do, I will film it and invite you in to that burning and that releasing. I really wanted to do it on the full moon that's just passed, but it's too wet. So, Divine One, f- filling my heart space with gratitude, offering that to you, thanking you for being with me, being present in these precious moments, in this divine and sacred space, honoring your light as you honor mine by being present here, and wishing you nothing but peaceful and beautiful days. I am Priestess Maya Ananda, coming to you from the rainforest of the Big Island of Hawaii. Thank you for listening to All Good Grief. Sylvester thanks you for allowing us to come to fruition in this day. And again, wishing you joy, magic, and miracles. Aloha and blessings.